in the spring, 3 dozen. They were nicest things. They taste so good. They were from the country, right fresh.
They do. Sure. They taste good. They taste good fried. I like those fried. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have them that way than scrambled.
Oh, I don't care for scrambled eggs.
Yeah, they're all right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you go to a restaurant, that's the only way to get them because you never know what they're going to do to it if you have it fried, you know.
You never know what they got in them when they're scrambled either.
Well, that's true. Oh, in the morning when I eat my scrambled egg, I'll remember that. What are some other ways of cooking eggs besides scrambled and fried? What are some other ways of cooking?
Boiled, scrambled. I don't know. That's the only thing I know of. Boiled, scrambled, fried.
Did you ever drop them into the water, just drop them right out of the shell into the water down there? And then
let me see what you call that. I never fix them that way because I don't like them. Poached eggs.
I like them
that way. You do? I don't care for them.
What would you call salt-cured or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Salt pork.
Okay. And does that have
salt pork is not sugar-cured, though.
Oh, salt-cured. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't have any sugar about it.
Yeah. Well, does it have any lean on it? Or is it?
All meat has a little.
Yeah.
A small amount.
Mostly fat or mostly
meat? Fat. Well, not necessarily. You can have a whole slab of a side, we'll say slide, a side meat, mm-hmm. side of pork. Mm-hmm. And it don't have to all be fat. It's just like a piece of cured bacon that you get.
Mm-hmm.
But most people think of salt pork as fat meat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because most of what we get out of the markets is salt pork from larger hogs. You see. But sometimes I can get a little from small hogs of salt pork. I left a heavy to cook with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially beans or something like that.
And greens. I don't eat very many greens, but my family like them. Uh-huh. Cook them for them.
Uh-huh.
And hog joe, sometimes I use that.
What do you use it for?
Seasoning. It doesn't have as much fat about it, as much grease as the salt pork. I like it better.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I like salt pork better.
Uh-huh.
But I use this other sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call the outside edge of the bacon that you have to cut off?
Rind.
Okay. What do you call the guy who slaughters the beef and cuts it up?
Butcher.
Okay. And how are we doing on time? You tell me when you have to quit, okay?
Well, how long is this thing going to go?
Well, that's an hour on the side there. So we haven't done quite an hour in there. On that one. But you tell me if you have to quit. If meat is kept too long, you'd say that the meat has...
spoiled.
Okay. And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
How do you do that? Do you know how to do it?
Made a lot of it.
How do you do it?
You grind up. Now, the way we made it, my grandmother and my mother's family, they take this head and, or you can call it head cheese, either one, whatever you want to.
Mm.
I think it used to always be called souse by country people.
Mm-hmm.
S-O-U-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
Souse, souse. We said souse.
Whatever.
This is a long drawn out thing. You have to clean the old head.
Mm-hmm.
Get all the hair off. Clean it. Singe it. Scrape it. Wash it. Soak it. And then boil it till it slips off the bone. Mm-hmm. Run it through a food grinder, or now mama never did grind it. She always took her hand and mashed it.
Hmm.
Because it tastes better that way to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's much, or a fork or a potato masher, anything, and mash it up so it will be, we have little chunks, you know, instead of when you grind it, it's too fine. It's not as good.